Just one halakha, the laws of Shemitat Kesafim that we are discussing. Of course, we learned in the previous halakhot that once the Shemitah is over, so all loans are canceled. Now, let's say you have a fellow that is not interested in following the halakha, and he does not want to cancel his loans. Or for that matter, he did not make a perosbol, and he wants to go after Rosh Hashanah, and he wants to get his money back. So according to the halakha, he's transgressing a mitzvat aseh and a lo ta'aseh. The aseh is shamot, you have to cancel all loans. And the lo ta'aseh is lo yigos. You're not allowed to go and pressure and claim your money back. So the she'ela is asked today by the Hatam Sofer in Hadegimah or the Haim Siman Tedvav, can you give that person an aliyah to the Sefer Torah and Parashat Re'eh, where we read about the laws of Shemitat Kesafim? Or do you say, since he's transgressing it, so therefore you can't give him such a aliyah? So the Hatam Sofer says, En ra'oi la'adoto le Sefer Torah l'kriyat parasha zu. And he learned it from his rabbi, of Natan Adler, that there was a certain fellow that wasn't careful in the laws of Hadash and Yashan. He was a Levi. And on the first day of Sukkot, the Levi reads the laws of Hadash and Yashan. And then Natan Adler would not give that guy an aliyah, because since he didn't follow the law, so how are we going to send him up to the Sefer Torah that talks about the law of Hadash and Yashan? So similarly, you shouldn't call him up by the law of Shemitat Kesafim. And he says, V'ra'ui nizahir bazeh. Now the Ben Ish Chai and Rav Pa'alim also discusses this in the Chelek Bet, or Ha'im Siman Yud Aleph. And he writes, Kevan shedevrei ha'tam sofer lo nimsu bedevrei rishonim. It's his own item, it's not really found in the rishonim. Which means where it's possible to be careful, of course you shouldn't. But if it's going to cause trouble, you have a certain guy over there and you're not going to give him that aliyah because you know he doesn't keep the Shemitat Kesafim and he's going to go upset. So therefore, to make machloket, we don't have to go so far. It should be noted that in Yalkut Yosef, in the laws where he talks about this, he writes, like the Hatam Sofer Lema'aseh, Adam HaNimna' Lashmit Et Alveotav O She'avar Ve'lo Asap Penozbo Be'ero Shana Ve'eno Meshamed Over Al Aseh Ve'al Notaseh Ve'lchen En Ra'oi La'alotol Sefer Torah Leparashah Zu B'chumash Devarim. So it's something to keep in mind. When it comes to Parashat Re'eh, you have to know that Aliyah, you have to pay attention exactly who's getting the Aliyah, according to Hatam Sofer. It's got to be make sure somebody that's following the law at least.